Back inside Stroh Center, Bowling Green rolls past Carlo today, 129-50. And head coach Michael Huger joins us here courtside. And coach, I guess, first of all, a game like this that turns into an absolute rout, you wonder if your team gains anything from it. And really, obviously, an immediate reaction from you. But what do you think your team gained today?
The biggest thing, we were able to knock down shots and build our confidence. Trey was, he made four threes today, so that's a big boost for him. And, B-Mills continued to play well. So the biggest thing is building that confidence and going into MAC play now. You want to have all the confidence that you could possibly have going in, and you want to be at full strength. So those are my two things going in, getting the victory and nobody getting hurt. So we accomplished both things.
And your starters, your frontline guys all played about 18 to 20 minutes. Really almost everybody played in about that time range. So everybody got stretched out a little bit, but nobody really had to push it physically.
Yes, that was the thing. We wanted to play a lot of guys, work on ourselves. It wasn't more about Carlo, it was more about us. So I thought we did a good job of working on ourselves and getting better in certain categories. And we still got a long ways to go, but I like the direction.
And then the second half, it was about getting the ball to Isaac Elsasser, right?
Oh, it's definitely the Isaac show. I mean, I didn't even know any of this stuff. I didn't know he had 18 points when he got fouled. And, you know, we got the new scoreboard up there, and it tells you all of the stuff. And I had no clue about it. So I'm asking my players, how you know how many points he got? He was like, it's up there. And I'm looking up like, oh, I get it now. I understand. Okay. And so he wound up getting 20. And the guys just kept looking for him and kept finding him. And that's a great sign right there when – you know, a guy like Isaac who works hard every day doesn't get the opportunities that other guys get. And when he gets his chance, his opportunity, he make the most of it. So it was a lot of fun.
And the reaction on the bench when he made that, or when he took that one long three, the heat check, everybody got a good laugh out of that.
Everybody got a great laugh at it. Isaac is such a great teammate. He's the ultimate teammate. I mean, he's the team guy. The team is first. And when you have a guy like that, you got everybody pulling for you in the worst way. And that's what it is. That's what they saw today.
Well, Coach, you mentioned it. MAC play beckons now a week from tomorrow. Just a quick thought from you on how you feel about your team. What do you feel strongly about going into MAC play here?
I feel strongly in all aspects of it. I think we can go inside with teams. We can bang with teams. We can go fast with teams. We got so many different styles that we can play. I think our depth is starting to show against a lot of other teams. We've been able to wear teams out with our depth and our speed and the way we've been able to play. I'm hoping that we can put all that together against Akron and have a great first game, especially at home. And, the guys have some time off, so we got to get them back in shape and all of the stuff that we need to do going into Akron. But, you know, that's what Christmas is for, so we got to be prepared when we come back.
Coach, with that, we'll wrap it up with this. What's the schedule for you and your guys here, the Christmas break? When will they not be here? When will they come back? Lay that out.
So today, guys are headed home today. Most of the guys, that's why we played a 12 o'clock game, so they can get out tonight. Most guys are getting out 5 o'clock flights and different things like that, driving home. And we'll have them back on the 26th, and we'll start practice on the evening of the 26th. So that's when we'll start. We'll go 26, 27, 28, 3 days in a row. And then we'll be ready for Akron and one day off, and then we head over to, I want to say, Ball State after that.
That's correct. Ball State on New Year's Day will be the next game. Coach, great win today. Merry Christmas to you and your family and the whole team, the whole program, and we'll see you back here in a week and a day.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you guys as well, KC.
BGSU head coach Michael Huger with us here courtside. The Falcons roll past Carlo today, 129-50.